This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at southdakotachannel.org.
The House Committee on Transportation will now come to order. I want to greet everybody that might be listening on the Internet. This is kind of just a goodbye, great job meeting. We don't have any bills to talk about today. We still welcome everybody that's in the room. I'm not going to enforce any rules. If your cell phone goes off, who cares? Anything like that. So we're going to play this one pretty loose. I will have the secretary call the roll, though, so we can establish a quorum and then approve some minutes from last time.
Representative Feikert, Schrempp, Bolin,
here.
Kaiser, Rasmussen,
here.
Rounds,
here.
Schaefer, Schoenbeck, Stalzer,
here.
Steinhauer,
here.
Werner, Duvall,
here.
Virtue,
here.
Chairman, there is a quorum.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes from Tuesday, the 23rd of February.
So moved.
Sorry. Moved by Bolin and seconded by Stalzer. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Yes, sir.
Personal privilege?
You bet.
So I have some special people here again today. Earlier this week, I introduced you to two of my nine grandchildren. I have two more along with my wife today. So we've got Kira Steinhauer and Mackenzie Steinhauer. They're from Brookings here today visiting.
Welcome. And the two young ladies in the back, you're from a special organization or you're friends of somebody or no? Just hanging out. Oh, okay, that's good. No problem. Okay. Well, what I want to do is thank everybody for their hard work and particularly thank our staffers. I don't know if we can have one of the pages stick their head in and see if Mr. Orban can just step in here for just a second, if you know who he is.
Mr. Orban is the LRC staff right next door.
Oh, we'll take the long way. So you can go out that door. And I particularly want to thank our newbie for doing a good job and participating. He didn't hold back at all. It didn't take him long to get used to the ropes. I think he did a good job. And I also want to commend Representative Rasmussen. There have absolutely been no tears this year, so...
Yo, now you're going to start.
No. She had a couple of tough times last year, but she's doing a good job and adjusted well. The only bad part about this committee is the Green Bay Packer fan we have on it.
You know, we all have our crosses to bear.
Yeah, that's true. My cross is called the Chicago Bears. They don't ever win anything, but I'm still a fan. I want to single out also Cal, our intern, Cal Reeves. And I didn't have time to go get you a card, buddy, but come on up here.
Aww. Aww. Look at that grin.
I'll give you a little something there for your duty. I didn't have to do it, but I wanted to do it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Cal.
No. Saved my life here with my back problems. He did a lot of chores that normally I wouldn't ask people to do.
I thought those were moms.
What, Dave?
So she doesn't look like a Dave.
That's his wife.
it is?
That's his wife, yeah.
Very, just for a second, if you can. Okay, great.
Your wife almost got thanked.
Well, she has to put up.
Yeah.
As you know or don't know, I guess, the staff really does the lion's share of the work here, and they keep us all, well, I don't think keep us honest, but they keep us working hard and make sure we get direction the right way. And so we want to show our appreciation as a committee and give you guys, here's Dave's. That's, I believe, to La Minestra. And that one is for the cattlemen's, because you have one of those in Mitchell, right? So you could use it at home or here, however you want to do it. And I want to tell you,
thank you.
Thank you very much.
Now you can go back to work.
Just got done.
Oh, you're done. Oh, okay. That's great. Well, anybody else have anything they want to contribute or say? Or... Yes, sir. Told you we were going to be pretty loose rounds, so go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I do miss the good representative from Aberdeen this year. He was kind of the one that directed me how to vote from across the way, but our thoughts and prayers have been with him and his family all year, and he's been missed on the committee. And also, our chairman has been very good. He's been on this committee for, 8 years. You've done a good job, and if it wasn't for the fact you're a Bears fan, you'd be an excellent committee chair. I would like to thank you for running a good committee.
Thank you.
Chair.
Representative Bolin.
Well, thank you. I just served on this committee for 2 years. Been privileged to serve with the good chairman here as a member of the House for 8 years. I'm termed out along with the chairman and Representative Shrimp and Representative Feichert, who are not with us today, but I just did want to say it's a little bittersweet when you're done with your 8 years of service, at least in one house of the legislature. And I just want to say thank you for each and every person here who might say puts up with me at times. And I've learned a lot just by I've learned a lot by on a subject that on transportation I don't certainly claim any expertise on, and so thanks, and it's been an interesting 2 years. Appreciate it.
We'll let the new guy talk.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to say thanks to everybody, and particularly you, Mr. Chairman, for tolerating a new guy and helping me learn the ropes. Everybody's been extremely helpful in this committee and in the House in general. It's been a privilege and an honor, and transportation's been interesting, so thank you.
Okay. Yes, Representative Rounds.
You had a couple of meetings you weren't here this year, and trust me, the meeting was run very well by the most honorable and respectful Vice Chair, Representative Wall. I'd like to thank you for your time. I don't know if she plans on staying on this committee next year, but if she does, the committee's in good hands. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I think so, too. She's done an excellent job backing me up. It's been a tough year for me, but she's doing a good job. I don't know if she wants it or not, but she better start kissing up to the new speaker if she does. Because that's how you get these jobs. So. So that's the clue to anybody else who wants to step up to be chair of this committee. Get Mr. Mickelson in the corner, and hopefully he'll get reelected, and then you'll have him as your speaker. And he's a little bit like me, I notice, when he's up. He tends to have a little bit more fun than the other speakers up there when he's filling in. He might not be the same when he's full-time, but he does a really good job. The other thing we're here for, a serious thing, by the way, is everybody, I've already filled mine out, but everybody got one of these. This is an interim request for committee studies. I don't know if you have anything for transportation, but that's what we would do here. If you have a personal one or a different subject like I did, I turned mine in and to the LRC staff. So is there anything that's related to transportation that anybody wants the committee to vote on and push? Representative Rounds.
I don't know if we will do this one as a summer study, but I had a request on one of my other committees on something that would fit this committee, and that is the towing industry in South Dakota. We do have, and I think this is something that can be done outside of a summer study, but in the towing industry, there are some, they're not running by the same rules all across the state. They want some conformity across the state, plus some safety issues that are involved. But I don't think that this is something that we should do a summer study on, because individuals can do the legislation on this. But I had a long note from a member of my other committee talking about the towing industry and maybe some legislation there. But that would be just that, legislation, not a summer study. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know. That might be a local government or I don't know what the issues are, but if it's directly related to, if it's related to transportation violations or something, I guess maybe that would be there. But if it's business that they're talking about and their rules that they follow?
Well, it would deal with emergency lighting, their operation on state highways, their operation on county roads, you know, after hours, the type of lighting on the vehicles, some of that type of information, the move over laws,
yeah,
safety.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, you sure can, Representative Duvall.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Representative Rounds. I have, in the past, I agree with what you're saying. It's a good topic, but not necessarily something that should be forwarded as a committee summer study topic. I have found a lot of success dealing with ad hoc work groups involving industry and the government officials. You're a little bit more nimble than you can be with a full-fledged interim study. So, great topic. Take it on.
Thank you. Any other comments?
And if I may, a second idea.
Sure.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Back when I first started serving in 03 through 2010, we used to have our summer studies. We'd always have one on a sunset hearing, which would involve state agencies. Those were eliminated, I think, in 2011. And I am doing some research into possibly bringing those back to give the third floor, the legislature, a little more oversight over government agencies. They would take one government state agency annually and do a complete review of the agency. And that's an idea that we're going to float out of my other committee to executive board. Thank you.
Certainly. I participated in the last one for Transportation Department. I remember it well. It was long and torturous. And they're not much fun, but...
They're good, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to have the guys, no gals here today, but the blue shirts obviously are the young people that come in as pages and do an outstanding job for us. And someday they want to get into politics. I can tell by the look on their faces. They're just loving this thing. So if you could come up and introduce yourselves, tell us where you're from and what your future plans are, if you have any. If you're undecided, that's fine. I don't care who starts. Just Levi, you want to start?
Yeah. Hello, my name is Levi Szymanski. Yes, it is a very long and complicated last name. And I am from Huron. I attend Huron High School, and for future plans, I do not have anything set in stone, but I'm thinking pre-med.
Wow, that's ambitious. Thank you.
Good morning, Speaker and Committee. My name is Luke Myros. I am from Kimball, South Dakota. I am a senior in high school, and after high school, I plan on going to Mitchell Technical Institute for ag business.
Oh, very good.
Yes, my name is Jacob Huber, and I'm from Canton, South Dakota. And yes. Yes, he is my sponsor, Representative Coleman. And I plan to go into music after high school. So,
at Northern or where?
I'm thinking about Northern, but also looking at Augustana. So.
Oh, okay.
No jackrabbits.
Thank you. Thank goodness.
And he is a very good piano player. I've heard him. Very good.
Everybody knows the coyotes eat jackrabbits, so you stay away from that school that has the rabbit thing.
Oh, stop!
Representative Rounds.
Personal privilege.
You bet.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On behalf of Representative Duvall and myself, we do have some visitors in the room from the Stanley County High School, the freshman current events class. I don't see their instructor, Mrs. Sorensen, but they're here to watch this morning. They made the trip across the bridge, a long trip this morning. It's good to have you folks here today. And when you get to be juniors and seniors, think about maybe doing what these folks are doing, being a page up here. Thank you.
Thank you, and welcome. Any comments from anybody? Summer studies or nothing? No ideas there. If you do come up with something, even if it's not to do with transportation, just turn it into LRC, and we will get in the mail sometime. I forget the timing. When is that? June, usually?
April.
They'll send out a list, and you get to pick which ones you think are worthwhile. And that's sort of how they're, that's not necessarily the way they're going to be picked, but that's sort of how they're going to be picked. Anybody else want to make any comments? Okay, then. I guess that's it. Again, thank you, and hasta lumbago. It's the only Spanish I know. I mean,
hasta luego. Mr. Chair, I make a motion we adjourn.
Second.
We're adjourned.
Thank you.